Okay. Back to reality. Present time. If I can find what I'm doing. I had it. I don't have it. I had it. I don't have it. Woohoo. Well, I don't know. It was here. It was here, and it was here. What am I talking about? Oh, I'm trying to find some where I left my place off. I left my place off, and, my goodness. It's hard working with some of this equipment, you know, because it's not even their equipment. It's just something that I was trying to use when I was at a concert the other night. And I did have it, but where is it going? So, what I'm trying to say is I went to see John Anderson the other night. Yes, I did. And he was great. And I have this article that talks all about it. It was written in the Patch. I'm going to read that. Or tell you where you can find it, at least. Okay, I'll do that. Well, I'm trying to search for what part of the frickin' quarter. So anyway, Santa Cruz Patch has to say about John Anderson. Wondrous songs, wondrous stories from John Anderson at the Rio Theater. Yeah, a much large print is needed at this age. Come on, eyes. It's hard to say what made a bigger impression at Yes singer John Anderson's first show in Santa Cruz Thursday night at the Rio, his songs or his stories. Both were revelatory. How many other lead singers could even pull it off? Could Mick Jagger? Probably. Bowie? Definitely. Plant? Yeah. But the list doesn't run much longer than that. Anderson, in fronting a band that plays music in orchestral layers with long instrumental passages, had a tougher mountain to climb. Yes is a group of stellar musicians whose songs stretch to 10, 20, or 30 minutes that even the shorter ones have. Layers and layers of keyboards, guitars, harmonies, and rhythm. He solved the problem of filling in for missing bandmates in a variety of ways. He turned I've Seen All Good People into a sing-along, with the audience carrying one section while he sang the other on top. Long Distance Runaround became part of a piano jazz foray, stretching the song like Silly Putty into something new. You can imagine Mose Allison covering it like that. Perhaps the biggest surprise was the ending passages of Starship Trooper, whose powerful chords and lead guitar that would bring me out of a coma and lift my spirits everywhere I hear them. He played one part on acoustic guitar while singing a variation on the lead guitar lines that Steve Howe plays. It worked better than anyone could have expected. Some songs, such as Wondrous Stories and You and I, could be played pretty much like on the albums with voice and guitar. But then he did a vocal pyrotechnics to cover the band's biggest radio hit, Owner of a Lonely Heart, singing layers of parts themselves with no special effects. He wandered from guitar to ukulele to a Chinese stringed instrument and piano. He also covered songs from a rare 1976 solo album, Olias of Sun Hollow, on which he played every instrument. Over the internet, he met some young Philadelphia musicians who loved the album so much they are recording their own version of it, and he agreed to sing on it. There are plenty of great stories. He talked about getting turned on to marijuana for the first time when Robert Plant offered him a crazy cigarette. When Plant's band, Listen, was opening for a band Anderson had his brother playing with in a club. Up to then, Anderson's experience with grass had been on the farm where he milked and cleaned up after cows. He laughed at his own success and excess, calling how in 1984, when Yes had the biggest hit album and was touring the world, he saw one of the 30 roadies handling 40 tons of equipment who did nothing but run around and get high all day. When he asked the road manager what the guy's job was, he was told that this roadie was assigned to wake up bassist Chris Squire every day at 10 a.m. We were paying a guy just to wake Chris up. When were we paying a guy just to wake Chris up? The fame breezed by fast, he said. And then there was the audition of the Greek keyboardist Vangelis, who was considered as a replacement for Rick Wakeman of Yes. Anderson had heard. He said what he'd do, what he could to get Vangelis out to try out, even fly his Rolls Royce from Paris to London. But the idea fell apart when Vangelis, while playing with the band, told guitarist Steve Howe that the electric guitar wasn't a real instrument. Poof. That was no way to join a band. The night's biggest revelation was just how deep his catalog is. He played for 2 hours, and unlike many other classic rockers, the old songs weren't better than the new ones. His newer and rare collaborators with all kinds of artists stood up well against the Yes songs, which everyone knows by heart. He's an artist who is continually growing, one who isn't afraid to admit spirituality, and one who chooses music over playing the hits and sheds night after night to supplement unlimited bank accounts. This night showed he is far more than a singer, but a musician and a songwriter who deserves to be taken more seriously than he is. In other words, a Rock and Roll Hall of Fame admits the Beastie Boys, but spurns Yes isn't really a Hall of Fame. It's a Hall of Shame. Yeah, I tend to understand what this writer was talking about. Having been there in the third row, it was freaking awesome. I guess that's what they say is the first time that he'd been to Santa Cruz. Wow, wow, wow. And he did a great thing. I mean, he just kept entertaining. It's like the old style where you have to entertain, you know? Okay, well, my goodness. So maybe I can find what I'm looking for. Is that novel? Anyway, I'm not finding it. All right, I'm going to go to the beginning of this, and I will find it. I will find it. I will find it. Nope, not yet. So like it's changing of a station?
Talking, started to tell, but turn off your TV, quit rapping about your pee-pee. because irresponsible poetry continues to keep the masses of sleepy giants. Defiance is not about trying to change the world. A la máquina, homeboy, you can't change the world if you can't even change your own shortness. Revolution is fatherhood, farming, and faith. And freedom is not independence, it is interdependence. Degradation, clarification, my A shirt, not a white beater. I love you, Run DMC and Jam Master J, but my Adidas were probably made in a maquiladora. Señoras disappearing by the hour, chained to sewing machines, so we could have baggy jean bling blingers and R&B singers selling platinum and ice. Supporting genocide and slavery in Sierra Leone, African diamond mines. So-called hip-hop culture at times is just another example of name-brand slavery. And once we named it, we enslaved it. And no words should ever be engraved on our soul. Just pure intention. And true repentance, do they really only take place in so-called houses of God, structures built by enslaved indigenous, attempts to separate us from the truth which is ourself? My God, we are all creators and luminous particles of creation. And what is it they said? None can enter the kingdom of heaven except for as a child. Oh, child, maybe that's why we're chilling in our cribs. Yet we rarely recognize the sacredness of our slang, our petrochemical petroglyphs, funk stylists, and up-rocking war dancers. Ceremonial beat jugglers, and that's just a start. Because culture cannot exist without a means of subsistence. And subsistence cannot exist without sincerity and persistence. And digging, it's not just looking for breakbeats, it is uncovering treasures in our hearts and in dumpsters. It is planting seed in the earth. It is cultivation and comprehension. You dig?
Drifting, I turned on upstream, bound for my forgiver in the New Year.
Okay.
Fuck Taco Bell for trying to turn our culture into a whore named Chaka. Star Wars versus Chicanismo.
I didn't know who John Trudell was when they told me he was coming.
Well, I'm just having a time, but I did have the flute, and we just heard one of the stories by Yes, all two or three of us listening to this tonight. Yeah, and I went and heard John Anderson, and in the near future, I'm going to have some of the stories that I got from there. It was awesome because it was the first time he'd been in Santa Cruz. And he just literally was blessing us with hours of solo entertainment with few instruments and his stories. That was mostly, you know, the biggest, really interesting part of it. Plus, he was able to pull off the whole show with just him and a couple of guitars and keyboard and be really creative about it. Plus, cracked us up all the time. So it was interesting. As I was mentioning earlier, we're going to be having some guests and a guest host who used to have a show here. She's just arrived. And a friend accompanied her. And we'll see which of these two have something to say. And then we're going to be possibly talking to Anne Marie Sayers, or at least
daughter.
Or at least Canyon Sayers.
Canyon Sayers, Sayers or Anne Marie Sayers. She's the matriarch of Indian Canyon. It's just out 100 acres of, over 100 acres of amazing canyon lands. And there are many ceremonies that are held there. And this Saturday, June 30th, they're going to have their annual, I'm not even sure what year, it's been going on for many. It's called the Native American Storytelling Festival, and she's going to talk with us about that and give us the details. We also have our local Santa Cruz Indian Council. They have a powwow coming up. It's for the seventh generation. It's for our children. We're going to be speaking, hopefully, with Barbara Mike about that. So I know Coral has a little bit of music lined up, and I'm going to reach them on the phone. And my name is Janaea. And I used to have a show here, I loved it, and I may come back, called Tickling the Belly of the Beast with the Heartland, from the Heartland of Santa Cruz, and Cosmos and Cruz knows that I shared with Coral. So it feels really good to be back on here. And with me is my dear friend Loretta. Loretta, do you want to introduce yourself or say anything?
I'm good.
She's good. I'm good. And I'm sure the rest of you are.
Two good women here in the studio. But this is really good, if I can find it. All right. Oops. Won't be that side.
Oh, it happens.
Yeah, and we
Coral.
Still have the squeaky chair, so you know it's free radio.
And the squeaky mic.
Our transmitter will be up and at him any day now. You'll hear the... You can hear the show in Watsonville soon.
Oh, really?
It'll be
great.
100 watts. And we had an anonymous donor give $1,000.
Oh, how exciting.
That's what we need.
Yes.
Lots of help like that. Here's a CD. All right, play now. Well, you know, things warm up.
They have a video. They do. Here we go. Oh, that sounds...
All that it sees is all that it thinks. All that it thinks, he thinks to me.
In the piecing together, tracing the past, I ran into a shadow, Francis Brown, someone from a long time back. He doesn't get out much, but when he does, all that he sees is all that he thinks. And all that he thinks to me.
Mm-hmm.
He thinks to me, I sat in too many rooms with the walls staring at me, looking through everything, all those things I started, and now I can't find.
Broken hearts bleeding over time and beyond. Broken hearts bleeding. And all that he sees is all that he thinks. And all that he thinks to me.
Waiting for the wanting.
Waiting for the wanting.
After the needing, all that enough means is no more. And sometimes, some respected the man who'd been through everything, but didn't respect the man going through it. Broken hearts bleeding all over time and beyond. Love without respect. Love without caring. Love without love. The intensity is the intimacy. Everything else is just confused, trying to give a better name to whatever it is we crave.
This is Coral.
And all that he thinks to me.
So, put you right on the air. I'm going to turn down this music just a second here. Okay, here we go. Can everybody hear each other now?
Hi, I'm right here. Is Anne-Marie? Hi, Anne-Marie.
Hi.
Hi, can you just turn it up a little bit? We're just going to get you up here. We can't hear you very well, so we're going to turn
can you,
you up.
Can you hear it?
Hi, can you hear it? Hi, Anne-Marie.
Yeah.
Hi, wonderful. Oh, thank you for coming on. And everyone, right now we have Anne-Marie Sayers on the phone. And as I was saying, she's at the Matriarch of California Indians. I always think she's lives at Indian Canyon. And it's well over 100 acres of canyon land, truly very sacred. And they're going to have their Native American Storytelling Festival. What year is it now?
This is our 16th annual California Indian Storytelling event.
Wow.
And it's exciting because so many things have happened.
Such as what?
Oh, there's an arbor around the roundhouse area. It's been literally just completed today.
Mm-hmm.
And what's so amazing, one gentleman, he literally did everything himself.
Mm.
Jerry Clements. And it was like when I first saw what he had accomplished, I was literally in tears. Mm. And I just said, oh my God, I wish my mother was alive to see this. And he just said, she's here because she is guiding me.
Mm.
And I'm just really, really, really quite excited about this event.
Anne-Marie, I'm excited about it as well. And that's why I asked you to come on tonight. It was such an opportunity. And if our listeners can just get a taste of what they may experience when they're there, you know, who's going to be telling stories a little bit about them, the land. And also I want to share at some point about the water and what it means, the sacredness of water.
The sacredness of water is truly it's the blood of the earth.
Yes.
In our language is Rama. Rama is not only H2O, it's just not only water, but it's also the sound of the water. It is the flow of the water. It is the movement of the water. It is a creek that contains the water. It is they're one and inseparable. There's not one word in the English language that describes Rama.
Hmm.
And it is a mother of the earth.
Mm. The first,
what?
Yeah.
I'm sorry.
The first time I heard that, I didn't understand, but years of being in ceremony and knowing you and listening to all that huge rock near your creek, I understand that now.
Water is so important.
Mm-hmm.
It is the blood of the earth. Yes.
And without it, we don't survive. Nothing does.
Exactly.
And to revere it, its power.
One must.
Yes.
You know, we have a lot of fourth graders that are studying California Indian history. We have a lot of college students that is in Indian study courses. And when they hear the importance of water, it does make a difference. But what's very interesting is that I don't charge when students come up.
Mm.
I don't charge for a ceremony because that's why we're here, to honor our ancestors and to honor the original people on whose land we are on.
Mm-hmm.
And what my fee happens to be is that every student must make a pledge of allegiance to the earth. And when you hear students that are 9 years old, 10 years old, pledge that they will take 5-minute showers versus 20 minutes.
Mm.
It does make a difference.
It does.
Collectively. Because it is together that this can happen in a good way, that we can, quite frankly, survive in reality.
All of us. And it's not for sale.
I'm sorry?
It's not for sale. Our precious water is being come on. Well, everything has a price tag now, and it's commodified.
You know, there's that indigenous song that is sung all over the world by indigenous people. And it's, in our language, it's Pita Kanama Sikam Papillon Hetel Kanoso Soto Kanoso. And it is, the earth is our body. Water is the blood.
Mm.
Air is the breath. And fire is the spirit. And from my perspective, it does say it all.
Yeah. Yes. I just came off the hill, my Humblachia, and boy, I was parched. And the person that put me up was very compassionate and let me have a little bit of water. And I tell you, that revived me.
Mm-hmm.
So I came out. And I said, our water really needs to be protected and cared for. And it's very polluted and toxic right now, particularly since Fukushima. Coral and I were talking about that today. That's why I asked you to come in on the water. I should have said a little bit more about that. And I promised the spirits that I would talk about the water. All of our elements need help. And yet it was demonstrated so clearly to me how important it is. I know that on a deep level, but it just went that much deeper. And I thought of you and how you've talked about this.
It's a reality.
Absolutely. And you live it every day. You live out there without any electricity.
We are off the grid here. And you really appreciate all the light that surrounds you, all the energy that happens to be available. And you appreciate the sun, because it's what provides the power for growth.
Yeah, it's number one.
You appreciate the water, because that's what provides what is a necessity that makes up a great percentage of all life.
It's so much part of this beautiful planet, blue and green. Well, Anne Marie, let's segue into this coming Saturday, and who you have, and what dancers you're going to have, and who's going to be speaking.
Oh my God, this coming Saturday, our 16th annual California Indian Storytelling. I am so excited because I've been working quite a bit, and my daughter, who just graduated from the Art Institute of California in media design and multimedia, and she's an artist, and she does everything about art on the computer. And she pretty much single-handedly carried this forward, because I have been working almost 7 days a week, 10 hours a day for quite a while.
Oh, my.
The PPE project in Moss Landing. And she's done an amazing job with the storytellers that she has collected, the musicians, Native American musicians that will be here, and the dancers that will be here is incredible. It starts at 1 o'clock, and we have L. Frank, who is a Tongva and an amazing, we refer to her as an irresponsible artist and a responsible activist.
Oh, I like it.
She's incredible. And we have Kim Shuck, who's a writer and a visual artist, Cherokee woman. And we have Joaquin on the Red Road, who is a Pomo, California Pomo Native person.
Wonderful.
And we have Candelaria, who is a Lone Apache. And naturally, Kanye will be singing the grandmother's song.
What a voice she has.
Oh, I will tell you, every time I hear her sing that song, I literally feel my grandmother's hands on my shoulders.
Wow.
It's just really powerful. Mm. And then we have Dr. Theron Wayhill with his blues band.
I remember him. He's been coming for years when he was just getting his doctorate or his bachelor's. And Dr. Bay Wilson encouraged him to go forward.
That is accurate.
And he's now completed it.
And he did it.
Oh,
and he did
beautiful
his
soul.
Dissertation on the Chumash people down in Santa Barbara area. And it was a song and dance. And he will be here with his group.
Oh.
And then we have the Machica dancers.
Oh, wonderful.
You know, and then we have Backwards Medicine. It's from 1 to 6, but for those who want to stay longer, there'll be a lot of storytelling.
And who was the last group that
Backwards Medicine.
Backward Medicine. And who is that?
They are an amazing group that Canyon connected with some time ago. And actually, she basically almost single-handedly put this together. Backward Medicine, she can tell you about them. She's right here.
Oh, Canyon, hi.
Well, Backwards Medicine, there are a few friends of mine, Philip Michike, and I believe his name is Natural Man. They're a small group who, they are like the Heokas, which is in the Lakota language, the tricksters, the clowns. And they share good medicine in the way that's not conventional. They share pretty much backwards medicine, kind of like coyote medicine, how coyote does things to remind you not to do them. Sharing and doing things in a manner that people learn from. And so backwards medicine is a younger crowd, more like urban natives, and they share that any medicine is good. We do things in a good way, but sometimes the way the message is shared is different than this has to happen this way or that has to happen that way. They'll kind of like walk on the fire and say, hey, look, I burnt my feet. Don't do it. But they do it in more urban native setting. They do traditional songs as well as contemporary poetry and rap, and it's an amazing art form. So these young kids are wonderful and they're fun, and I'm so happy to have them at our storytelling.
Thank you for putting this all together and going forward.
Thank you.
And I know your mother has done it for years, and you've just stepped forward, Canyon, in a beautiful way with your art.
Yes,
what an artist you are.
It's my calling. I'm next in line to take care of Indian Canyon, and yeah. continue cultural revitalization, you know, the youth yes. are the future. So I try and walk a good road to share that we are still here.
You do, and you do it with such eloquence.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Like mother, like daughter. Do you want to say anything else about what people would experience in the canyon and add more to what your mother shared with us?
Well, it's just an amazing experience for those who have always joined us to newcomers. It's an amazing environment. My mother always shares that a lot of people she meets kind of in the busy city life, that a lot of people suffer from nature deficit disorder. NDD.
True.
And when they come out here, yes, when you travel up the valley, we don't have any cell phone towers out here, so you lose connection, you lose service, and you don't have this constant interruption and interaction with all this wireless service, and you're not always checking your phone for messages, and you kind of get in tune with nature, you're enjoying the smell of the plant life, you are one with nature, and
absolutely.
This storytelling is just a way to calm down and listen and enjoy. And I just put on an amazing fundraiser. We're still generating funds, but we will have this beautiful arbor covered in willow to provide shade because the tree came down. And I put this all together in a hurry, and this is an amazing structure that so many people have shared and financially backed in my decision in making it happen. And it is better than I could have ever imagined. Like, I was thinking it was going to be like the traditional one at Mount Madonna, which is structurally sound and beautiful, and it provides amazing shade, and it's a traditional style willow arbor. This one is just extravagant. This is beautiful. It's extravagant. It's like over the top, but in the most gentle way. Like, the individual who put it on, who created it, is a wonderful family friend of ours, Derek Clemens, and he just put his whole heart into it. And everyone is going to love it. People will be taking pictures with it. People will be enjoying the shade and watching the Mexica dancers dance in the circle around the fire and share a wonderful, amazing lunch in the shade. And it's just going to be lovely. The canyon is an amazing place, and we always bring in the people that are meant to be here.
Exactly. And you share it with the coyote, bobcats.
Yes. We hear the coyotes howling up and down the road.
The owls at night, and it'll be dusk and later.
And the silly stellar jays squawking about. Beautiful blue feathers, but man, they're very vocal.
Very. It's their job, like me. And that amazing healing pole that will be blessing everyone as they drive in.
Loving it.
Well, I want to thank you so much for coming on and
keep plugging
sharing
my website so people can find out
yes.
so much more information about it.
Please.
www.indiancanyonlife.org.
All right. And do you also have a website for your artwork?
I do. And there is a link right on that indiancanyonlife.org. Pretty much you would put a /KSR for Canyon Sayers Roots. It's indiancanyonlife.org/KSR.
Thank you. Do you want to say them once more? Do you want to say the two websites once more, just in case?
www.indiancanyonlife.org and www.indiancanyonlife.org/KSR.
Canyon. Well, thank you so much, Canyon.
Thank you.
And your mother, and I hope to be there on Saturday. After.
We look forward to seeing you.
Thank you.
You have a wonderful evening.
Thank you, Canyon, and you too. And you also, Anne-Marie.
Mm-hmm.
I know she had a long day and she stayed awake to come on, and I really appreciate that. Thank you.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Now I think we have some more music.
Coral,
do you have some more music for us?
Whoops. Little dial tone here. Are you saying this happened to me all the time on my show? Where did the person go?
I'm sitting here talking to a local occupier, and I understand that you might be going to Occupy Congress. What do you want to say about that trip?
I'll be at Occupy Congress with other Occupy Santa Cruz and Occupy Monterey people. January 17th.
Which happened.
Legislators return from their vacations. We will surround the Capitol on Tuesday the 17th, and then on Friday the 20th, we're going to surround the Supreme Court. And hopefully all you people in Santa Cruz will go to federal court in San Jose and surround them.
That's excellent. I'm glad to hear that. And I hope to hear more from you again.
The parents of a Missoula 3-year-old say if they had listened to their doctors, their son would have died. Today, little Cash Hyde is cancer-free, and his parents say marijuana is his best medicine.
We'll have this on at 9. Meanwhile, we still have some guests in the studio. All right. Okay.
With the Hydes tonight, and she joins us now with more. Ree.
The Hydes have a doctor's recommendation to you.
Sitting here talking to a local occupier, and I understand that you might
been there. All right.
Trevor. I'm talking to Joe's here at our friendly India Joe's. And he has a message for you all for tonight. What is that, Joseph?
Come on down to GA tonight. We're cooking for it. Occupy Santa Cruz.
What's on the menu? Anything that we want to know about right now?
Something radically politically incorrect, no doubt. We may actually step beyond the vegetarian pale into protein of a different sort. We'll see. Yeah.
So come down to Occupy Santa Cruz.
Courthouse steps.
At the courthouse steps.
I think it's 6:00. I'm never really good on the times. I'm just good on the food. So
it's Wednesdays and Sundays, 6.
And maybe once a week or so, we'll get your food, huh?
Yeah, that's the plan. That's the plan. All right.
Maybe by the time you hear this, you will have heard this. Okay, bye. I'm talking to Joe's. I'm talking to Joe's here at our friendly India Joe's, and he has a message for
Shh. Over here. No, not there. Over at the radio. This is Rising Moon. Don't turn me up or a big nasty corporation might block my message. Listen to Small World Radio. Tuesday from 9 to 10 p.m. on Freak Radio Santa Cruz 101.3. Over.
I'm talking to Joe's here at our friendly India Joe's. And he has a message for you all for tonight. What is that, Joe's?
Come on down to GA tonight. We're cooking for it. Occupy Santa Cruz.
What's on the menu? Anything that we want to know about right now?
Something radically politically incorrect, no doubt. We may actually step beyond the vegetarian pale into protein of a different sort. We'll see. Yeah.
So come down to Occupy Santa Cruz.
Courthouse steps.
At the courthouse steps.
I think it's 6:00. I'm never really good on the times. I'm just good on the food. So
some of them are RCMP now.
And maybe once a week or so, we'll get your food, huh?
Yeah, that's the plan. That's the plan. All right.
Maybe by the time you hear this, you will have heard this. Okay, bye.
Hi, this is Mike 360, and I want to shout out Free Radio Santa Cruz and Coral Reef.
We love you.
Okay. I love you, Santa Cruz. This is Mike 360. I want to shout out Free Radio Santa Cruz and Coral Reef and the Watsonville Brown Berets and Community Rejuvenation Project and the Big Bad Springfield Grange. And I'm out.
Go.
Free radio.
Did you just say
free radio?
I can't hear myself. Say yes.
Here you go.
That's what I'm asking for, and you're saying no. So
no, but
please, let me share with you why I think this is imperative. Sunday, October 17th, 11:07 p.m., Jason Weinstein sends an email to James Trustee. Do you think we should try to have Lanny participate in a press when Fast and Furious and Laura's Tucson case are unsealed? It's a tricky case, given the number of guns that have walked, but it is a significant set of prosecutions. James Trustee sends back to Jason Weinstein, his guns are being used in Mexico, so I'm not sure how much grief we get for guns walking. It may be more like, finally, there are going to be people who sent guns, they're going after the people who sent guns down there. Now, you claim, with passion, that the nobody at the senior levels of the Department of Justice prior to the death of Brian Terry knew that guns were walking, and I've got an email from Jason Weinstein using the term guns walking.
I think we went through this exercise before.
Asshole.
That refers to wide receiver.
Jerk.
Not Fast and Furious.
Idiot.
That's not what the February 4th letter that was sent to the United States Congress said. It said that the ETF never uses those tactics.
And
never.
We said
that is, and that's not true.
And we said that letter was inaccurate. It was ultimately withdrawn.
Moron.
But the email that you just read, now this is important.
Imbecile.
That email referred to wide receiver. It did not refer to Fast and Furious.
Fuckhead.
That has to be noted for the record.
Weirdo.
It's no, it doesn't. It says Fast and Furious. Do you think we should try to have Lanny participate in press when Fast and Furious and Laura's Tucson case are unsealed? It's specific to Fast and Furious. That is not true, Mr. Attorney General. I'm happy to share it with you.
Yeah,
can I ask unanimous consent to give you some extra time to review it?
That's fine. The Laura Tucson case refers to wide...
It says Fast and Furious. We'll let the media have it and we'll play it out.
Laura was not...
Have you...
Laura Duffy was not involved, and Laura was not involved in Fast and Furious.
Criminal. Liar.
Loser.
The email says Fast and Furious. You say it doesn't. I've got it in black and white.
Feel my baby, on the side, sleeping in the side of...
Hello, Barbara. Are you still there?
Mm-hmm.
Hi.
And who am I speaking to?
It's me now, Janaea. Hi, Barbara. And
who's
Coral. And that's Coral Reef.
At Coral Reef?
Coral Reef. Yes, it's actually her show. And she just asked me if I wanted to join her tonight. And I said, sure. Then I thought...
You asked me.
Of the powwow. Oh, I asked her too.
She asked me and I asked her.
We both had the same idea. And yeah. I immediately thought of the powwow coming up, the Santa Cruz Indian Council powwow. And I thought you could talk to us a little bit about that. And when I was on Humblatia, I was told to really start talking more about the water and the peril that it's under right now. And if you could talk a little bit, just briefly, about what water means to your people, Pomo. If you know. And what can you tell us now about the POW that you're sponsoring, working very hard on? I know what's involved because I used to help out at Casa de Fruta, and it's monumental, and you're in the midst of it, and I want to thank you for taking the time out to come on and talk to us a bit about it.
Thank you, Cindy.
And you're welcome.
I am just really honored that you asked us to speak to the Intertribal Gathering.
Yes.
This is our seventh annual. And we prior did the Red Road Powwow in Casa de Fruta. But our intertribal gathering is just what it is. It's a gathering of all Native people in the council and in the area that participate to try to give a more realistic picture of Native American life. Mm-hmm. It's quite diverse. So this year's theme, though, is honoring the seventh generation, which are the children. So the topics that we have speakers on are going to be related to the children. For instance, historical trauma, a little bit about what happens after a historical trauma occurs to any group of people. It takes four or five generations to heal.
Yes.
And that particular... historical trauma is relocation of children to boarding schools. They are taken away and not able to be with their family, speak their language. So that is one topic. Another topic is the importance of education for our youth, to educate them about their world and our world. They live in two worlds. The other is carrying on the culture and traditions of their tribal people. They all have traditions and culture, but there are some differences, but we focus on the similarities. Then we have a piece addressing wellness And that speaker would be speaking to recovery, choice making, and then we'll also have a sobriety roll call to acknowledge those that have achieved sobriety. And we also have several dancers. The Miwok tribe in Auburn, California, asked if they could come down to do a exhibition dance. Oh. So we'll have California Miwoks there. And also the Amakatura dancers who are Ohlone. And they will be there to do exhibition. And then we have the Plains Indian with all the beautiful regalia. Mm. And they will exhibition dance and speak to the different types of dances for children and men and women. So it's going to be a real active day, and the program is just going to keep on going because it's only from 10 in the morning till 6 in the evening.
Oh.
So we'll also be offering craft booths, vendors that sell Native American crafts, jewelry, pottery, gourds. And then we have the Native American fry bread Indian tacos inside room 3 at Loudon Nelson.
So it's going to be at the Loudon Nelson Center starting at 1 and going to 6.
No, starting at 10.
At 10?
In the morning till 6 in the evening.
Till 6 in the evening. 10 till 6 at Loudon Nelson. Wow.
Our northern drum will be Turtle Nation. It's a woman's drum.
Oh.
And the southern drum will be Drum and Feather. They're our avid supporters from San Jose. They're very steeped in culture and tradition and support anything for the seventh generation. You may have seen them in our parade on the float. But it's going to be a busy day. And
very.
Yeah. So we have a young elder who will be coming to storytell, and his name is Wobleza.
Yes.
He is well known in our area.
Yes.
So we're really pleased to have him because he's coming all the way from Minnesota.
Wow.
And, you know, it's just a good time for us to be examples to the children in regards to honoring the veterans, our color guard from American Indian Veterans Association. They will be coming and bringing out the flags. Also, you know, they need to realize that our people are the ones in the highest numbers to enlist in the services and the military, because the majority of them that grew up in their tribal lands and with their people realize that it is a commitment for the people to protect this continent, North America, Turtle Island.
Mm-hmm.
So they enlist in the highest numbers. They have in all the past wars.
Yes.
In the highest enlistees because of the commitment to protect us.
To protect the land, this land.
Right.
Not necessarily what I feel our nation is evolving into, but the people's land.
So we're really honored to have them. And then I believe there's going to be a children's booth where they can learn things about different tribes and cultural ways and make a craft, some kind of a craft thing that they can take with them. So there are going to be quite a few vendors there. And I don't know, we're just really excited to be able to put this on for another year. It would be nice for us to be able to have Casa de Fruta again, so
I
we
know.
Could have more of a family type environment.
And camping.
And camping, and it's a 3-day event. So, you know, who knows, we may be working on that and maybe soon be able to have it there.
But what I love about having it Loudon Nelson is that it's accessible. It's in the city, and well, we have a city here, small city of Santa Cruz, and anybody can walk there pretty much and ride a bike, and so it's going to be very accessible for the citizens right here.
But we were feeling really sad because we've always hosted the powwow, the Red Road powwow, but it's never been here in Santa Cruz, and we are the Santa Cruz Indian Council.
I know, I've often thought that.
When Loudoun Nelson Center allowed us to do that, we're really thrilled and honored that it's now downtown Santa Cruz, and it is an event that Santa Cruz can be proud of.
Yeah, Barbara, it appears that the Loudoun Nelson crowd is really into this, because I've attended, and people that normally
get interested, and they return, and then they ask questions, don't they?
Yes, they do.
And
so people,
you have a raffle too, don't you?
Yes, we do. We have a raffle booth, and it's $1 a ticket. And but people didn't know we had Santa Cruz Indian Council here. They didn't know we, gathered, and our council has been alive since 1979. So it's over 30 years old, and we're just really proud that it is still standing, because the vision of the elders at the time that they formed the nonprofit was that we work with the children, we make it possible for them to find their tribe, their people, mm-hmm. their culture and tradition, and then also educate them. We want to have a center, and that's what we're working toward.
You want to say a little bit about about the center?
Yeah. The center was the idea and the vision of the elders that formed this nonprofit. So it has never been realized, but we did apply for a large grant, a 5-year grant, but we didn't get it. But we know where we went wrong, and we'll be submitting it soon. So hopefully mm-hmm. we will be able to have a center that will be able to give the children a resource library, computer studies, tutoring for not just Native people.
Right, this is for all children.
And hopefully it'll be centrally located in downtown Santa Cruz or thereabouts, so the children can come in to do their studies. And also, we'll have other classes addressing wellness, addressing regalia, dancing, drumming, art. So there's a lot to look forward to in our future, and hopefully getting the grant will make it all possible.
Very exciting, Barbara. And I love the fact that this powwow is about education and sharing the culture so that everyone can begin to learn what's been here, what continues.
Right, we have a wonderful speaker who's addressing education. He's a retired teacher, and he's comes to Santa Cruz locally. He's a poet. He's an advocate for education and for the children, and he's really heartfelt and committed to the children. So it'll be really nice to hear from him. We have a grandma who's going to...
And what's his name?
His name is... my mind went blank.
Oh, it'll come. Our little memory lapses.
Yes. Anyway, he'll be wonderful. There's a little grandmother that's addressing culture and tradition. She has a program going in the Bay Area, Martinez, that takes the children out. They camp, they go gathering, they do projects that are culturally relevant. And she's just a darling. Her name is Mary, and she'll be speaking. Gosh, I'm sorry, my mind...
Oh, that's all right.
I don't remember his name, but he is wonderful.
Well, Barbara, you have so much on your plate right now, and many of them are spinning.
I can understand. You certainly are. And all the responsibilities are falling back on the elders. And we need to start bringing the young people up so they can start helping.
We're trying to pass that on so they can carry on, you know. And there are quite a few members in our community that are doing that, that are becoming involved. Another area that we want to let our community know is our pipe carriers. We have several Sundancers in our community that are pipe carriers, and if anyone needs special prayers or need a ceremony, a pipe ceremony, they can call on us.
Oh.
And we can arrange that when we get a few people together, like maybe four at a time. And that ceremony is such a wonderful healing ceremony because the tobacco ties that are made go directly into a sweat lodge as soon as possible.
Mm-hmm.
And then they pray that Grandfather answers those prayers of healing and whatever, you know. So we just want that out for the public to know that that's available.
And who would they contact if they want to have a pipe ceremony?
Indian Council.
And what's the phone number?
It's 831. Great. well, do 831-239-5175. We do have an answering machine, but I haven't called it lately. I believe that number is 425-4404.
Could they call your number, too?
Yeah, my number is 831-239-0144.
Great. And when does the council meet, if someone just wants to go and volunteer or see what's going on?
Once a month, on the third Sunday of every month. And then we also have another meeting, which is for the board.
Great.
And we have a white bison meeting.
Oh,
it's
yes.
A well-briety meeting. Similar to a 12-step, but not a little bit different because anybody can come in. They don't even have to have the disease of alcohol or addiction, but just a wellness, how to help you grow and become that better person. Because
mm-hmm.
how we're taught is that we're all spiritual. We're perfect spiritual beings trying to be human,
mm-hmm.
and therein lies the fault.
mm-hmm. Yeah, right.
So, that well-briety meeting is at 1817 Soquel Avenue at Barrio Sunidos on Tuesday nights from 7 to about 8:30.
Very powerful medicine it is, too, for all people.
Mm-hmm.
And it's based on the wheel as well.
Right.
It's more circular as opposed to linear in terms of the teaching, and you can walk
circular.
Around that circle and
right.
keep growing and learning from, mm-hmm. we would say, all the directions and just deepen that process. It's truly you delve deeply.
Mm-hmm. But the tools are very real,
mm-hmm.
and it's not difficult. It's a simple way of doing what we need to do without, you know, we always get in the way and make it complicated, but it actually is very simple. And the people that attend really feel as though they have support there.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, what you see here stays here, just like 12-step programs.
Mm-hmm.
But it is good. It's good for the heart, soul, and mind.
And there's a different way of working on what needs to be worked on, our issues,
right.
quote unquote,
mm-hmm.
is through a mind map.
Yeah.
I've always enjoyed that process, and it's visual as opposed to just cerebral with words running around our head.
Yeah.
As you say, it's simple, and yet it encompasses so much in its simplicity.
Mm-hmm.
Well,
I'm really grateful that we have the white bison in our community, because we share it, and it is a giveaway. So if ever there's someone that really has gotten what they needed from it and want to share with a group of their own, any ethnicity. You can use the binder, the tapes, and all of the workbooks. So, you know, that's a giveaway. You don't charge. Yeah. There's no charge or fee. And that's the way it should be.
Yes.
You know, to do the right thing for our people.
Yes, yes. Mm-hmm.
So it is very inclusive. And in my going to conventions throughout the states, I've found that people from all over the world come. There's a lot of people that come when they have these conventions and they take those teachings back. There, the last convention I went to was in Billings, Montana, and there were, I would say, the majority of the people that came from overseas were English, Irish, some Spanish, and, you know, just different countries that it's been through, and they found a healing way, and inner worked the program with their own culture and traditions.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. It's very accessible and easy to enter into.
Mm-hmm. Very true.
And Barbara, anything that you're involved in, you're impeccable. Is no stones are left unturned. It's very thorough and beautiful. And truly, I have no doubt that the powwow, and also a lot of fun.
Yes, we're going to have
it's a huge giveaway.
Chairs. We're going to have a cakewalk. We're going to have some other games played in the arena. So the kids can get involved and the adults.
And the
we'll
adults.
Have separate, right. Separate games for them because they could crush.
A lot of dancing.
Ones. Oh, yeah.
And storytelling with Woblesa. And food.
Yeah.
Oh, my goodness. You always have food.
Our primary menu would be the Indian tacos, the fry bread, strawberry fry bread, and drinks. We're not going way over, you know. With
sure.
a menu that's too large, but it's really nice having the kitchen at Loudon Nelson to be able to prepare and serve from. And then we'll have a separate area for the elders to eat because, you know, they have a different schedule.
Instead of cooking it on our camping stoves.
Yeah. Well, that's fun too, but Loudon is not equipped to do that.
A small city powwow.
But it'll be nice.
Packed full of spirit and love and education and fun.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, it's a way to explore another culture in a way that's accessible for all.
Right.
And it's this Saturday, June 30th, from 10 a.m. until 6 p.m. And a friend of mine is here named Loretta, and I think she wants to say something to you. I don't know if you've met Loretta. Loretta, hi.
Hey.
I've been hogging this.
Well, actually, Barbara, I have met you. I've met you a
you
few...
Have?
Yes, I have, with Woolblazer, a long time ago. You came down to the beach down by the cement ship.
Yeah.
And there was a game that was being presented that night that Woolblazer got involved with.
Oh, yeah.
Remember?
Yeah.
And that game, it has been. And glad to see that you're stepping out a little bit more visibly into the community. I often get lots of people asking me lots of questions about the path, and I often say, gee, you know, there's other people that could tell you more.
Yeah.
So maybe by making yourself more public at Loudon Nelson, it will branch out a little bit deeper into the community.
And it has. It really has. Because the only thing that we publicly did in the past was that powwow at Casa de Cruda. So Santa Cruz actually didn't know about us unless they got the flyer. We had several sponsors locally, but we weren't actually doing anything in the community.
You know, there's a lot... When you speak of Santa Cruz, does that also include the Coralitas and, you know, the Watsonville area people? Because Oftentimes I'll meet individuals, perhaps it is because they're on their own, but, you know, they want to be more connected. So I wonder if at your powwow there'll be actually somebody to greet people, to show them how to get a little bit, you know, more welcomed. Sometimes there are individuals who perhaps shy away in the corners, and they later on after the event they say, "Gee, I wished I would have known about that," or "I wished I would have known more about that."
Right.
You're going to have somebody there that's going to help those people bridge that gap?
Well, there is. The information area that will have information about our council and other councils in this county. The Ohlone people who are coming to dance are from Watsonville, and they are our supporters. They let people know when events take place. In fact, several people in Watsonville will be coming and taking part in the event. But in the past, we had a few powwows at the fairgrounds, and a lot of people came. But it just kept getting increasingly more financially to put it on, so we weren't able to do it. But, you know, that's another venue that we can take a look at and have a powwow with the diversity, you know, with speakers, with, and also have the arena for the dancing.
Because I think that this is like a good breeding ground for pulling in all of the different types of cultural backgrounds from different, you know, walks of life. There are so many people that want to be contemporary with it, and they all seem to be working in their own little pods, you know. Mm-hmm. They're all going for the same basic spiritual connection that brings a lot of meaning and more sustainability into their daily lives. And, you know, if there was a way that this a web could be a little bit more internally, the integrity of it, integrated a little bit more, whereas is that you see the teachings really come to life, you know.
Well, they have been trying to take it in that direction, but for our people, for Natives, there's that element of historical trauma that, you know, they're not prepared, they're not seeking, they don't even know there might be a problem, and it just is a process. And normally when you come here into the suburbs, Indians don't want to be identified.
Right.
They don't want to be a part of. So it's a process of healing. And, you know, I don't know if you know Indian business or in the way people conduct themselves with one another. They're not advertising the fact that they're Indian.
Right.
They would rather keep it undercover. But when they do come out, they do have wonderful things to share, and the similarities in the tribes are really incredible.
Yeah.
Granted, there are some differences, but we need to look at the similarities for that healing.
Mm-hmm.
And
yeah.
The process
and respect
from
the
historical trauma needs to be all the way down to forgiveness. You know, White Bison did a forgiveness healing of all the four directions, and that in itself speaks volumes of the people that participated. I was able to attend that, and it was so wonderful.
Mm-hmm.
People weren't afraid, they were honest, and they were able to say what they needed to get past it, get beyond, and forgive, and move on. So it's
so
a process.
Important. You know, last October up in Marin County, there is an annual conference that happens. It's called the Bioneers.
Mm-hmm.
Are you familiar with them?
No, I'm not.
Well, they have websites as well, but the Bioneers had a very interesting event happen where the indigenous people from all over the world, the majority of the indigenous people were represented by one or two of their elders, or perhaps even a bigger contingency depending upon the distance that they had to travel.
Mm-hmm.
And there was many events there where lots of native ways, indigenous ways were taught, canoe making, arrow making, various different basket making, and each fraction had a representative, so to speak. I happened to sit in on an impromptu gathering of the indigenous people introducing themselves to each other.
Oh.
From South America, from New Zealand, from the United States. I mean, you know, from all of the different tribes having representatives here from the United States, from South America, from Panama, from Uruguay. This was in October, but it wasn't something that was planned. They were planned to be there to do the crafts and the basket making and the various, you know, the things that one would normally see get represented. But they were also talking in group about how to, you know, acknowledge each other and what their tribes brought to the table. Okay. And it was interesting that a lot of the words that were coming up, you could see the pride that was coming up from each of the individuals when they introduced themselves and their tribe, where they, you know, originated from, to another tribal person. It was, you know, me being an Anglo, I was watching this, but seeing how they interacted with each other in a gentle manner. And the majority of them were women. And there was a sense that the generations had moved on a little bit, and that they were no longer only just looking at their individual healing, but they were coming together for the planetary healing, which I think a lot of people are, you know, getting different messages from different, wherever their spiritual core is, they're getting similar messages. So when you're speaking to how these individual tribes, you know, have so many similarities, it was wonderful to see how these similarities within all these different groups also had similarities to other traditions as well. And so I think as we all grow with these kinds of things, that people like yourself who bring up the fact that there is a tremendous amount of healing that needs to happen within the youth who are coming from being, you know, torn away in their not too distant past from their native languages that were probably could have still been spoken to them, you know, so as they would be able to recall it. Just like with me and my family, being a first generation Italian, I spoke it at home. When I wanted to come out in the world and learn it more, I had to go and seek it myself and then become self-taught of a language that has many different dialects attached to it. I see that happening with the natives, the indigenous people. They are looking to identify with their past so that they can go on into the future. So much more power to you in your coming up powwow.
Well, it's not just us. What is really happening, and I believe this through ceremony and prayer, is that our people are becoming empowered. Our children are being raised without the dysfunction that was passed on. So, you know, that in itself is a real miracle and answer to prayer.
Yeah.
And it goes down to the simplest core of interacting with people and what your spiritual intent is.
Yeah, the intention.
What is your spiritual intent? That's the basis of all healing. What your intent is when you interact with another human being. Are you speaking down at them? Or are you speaking above them? Or are you equals? That's a real basic thing. And that has to be brought back. That has to be intentional. And, you know, it takes time. So we have to make a start.
And we do live.
Organizations doing that with other organizations, and we collaborate with one another.
And we're living in the midst of a very materialistic culture.
Oh, please.
That tends to look at put a monetary value.
What about ecology?
Oh.
Us little ones doing the major damage? Who?
No.
Please. You know? That we have no control over.
And I think it's important that we look to the original people.
Yeah, except for
to
friends.
Yeah.
Yeah. But we
to begin to turn it around.
And we do have a solution. It's just that it fell on ears that didn't hear. And still
yes.
to this day, democracy fell apart because they excluded prayer and women. All the people up in the Six Nations, they had women and prayer all the
yeah.
time in their democratic society.
The Iroquois
so,
Constitution,
yeah.
and they had spirituality and women
mm-hmm.
that
right.
were taken out of our Constitution.
Well, I believe that we as women are very powerful because we raise the warriors. We raise
yeah.
our children, and we teach. We're strong. And unfortunately, not all men are on board with their feminine side. If they were, it might help this world. But
mm-hmm.
they get overtaken with other priorities.
Yeah, influences.
That's going to get into politics real soon here.
Well, we could go on and on there, but we have to wrap it
I
up.
Just want to say one thing before we wrap it up, Barbara, that I don't know if you know about this, but at the University of San Francisco, there's a professor there. It's part of the Indian Conservatory. Are you familiar with that acting group?
A little bit, yeah.
He did a book and did an incredible study of some tribes in, I believe it's New Mexico. It's part of the Salt Trail.
Oh,
and,
yeah.
And they...
We're a part of that.
Are you...
That's no, California has a salt trail.
Well,
yeah.
They have their own too. Okay. But he also did some work based upon the healing process of the boys that were taken away from their families and sent to those boarding schools.
Yeah.
I think there's a book that just recently came out or it's about to come out. Might want to look that up.
What's his name?
He's a professor of Indian Studies at the University of San Francisco. I don't remember his name, but he's the only one there.
I believe Will Blazer knows him. He knows quite a few people in San Francisco University.
Oh, that's boy.
The state? Is that it?
It could be. You could ask Will Blazer, and
I will.
And if not, I will find out for you, and I'll let Coral know. And the next time she has you back on air, perhaps she can let you know, or maybe just shoot you an email or something.
Right. Well, I don't have email. I blew up my hard drive, and that was the happiest day of my life.
I know.
And I swore never to get another one.
Okay.
There you go.
Well, we'll call you with the information.
Send a pigeon.
There you go. Carry a pigeon.
I'm about to do that.
Have a great evening.
Well, Barbara, thank you so much, and we'll see you at the powwow this Saturday at Loudon Nelson starting at 10. I'm going
to
really work hard. I did have plans. I promised a friend I'd help her move. That's a whole other story. Rearrange that, but... And the phone number once more to connect with the Indian Council, our local Santa Cruz Indian Council,
it's
for those that want.
831-239-5175.
Great. Can you say it a little bit louder? Your voice became...
831-239-0144 or 831-239-0144. 5175.
Oh, thank you so much. And thank you for coming on very short notice.
Thank you for helping spread the word.
Oh, of course. Always.
Okay.
And I want to thank Coral for giving us so much time
Definitely.
Here.
Definitely. Yeah.
It's
thank you, Coral.
Show.
Oh, thank you.
We had to pass on another radio station because it was such short notice.
Thank you.
And everybody was booked. So we're really honored to have this time.
Oh, it's an honor to have you, as always. And, wow.
Okay,
Cindy. Thank you for bringing this to the community.
Okay.
For all that you do. Good night, Barbara.
Good night.
All right, well, that was Barbara Mike. She's with our local Santa Cruz Indian Council, and they're sponsoring the Children's Powwow this Saturday, the 30th, from 10 until 6, and it's quite diverse, and put a lot of work into it. And I think Coral has something on the computer that she wants to share with everyone. What do you have there, Coral?
We have a video from Indian Canyon.
Oh. You can play that?
We'll play it in just 1 minute when I get it back.
She's been over there furiously. Not furiously, very intently, getting up various sites for our guests and doing all the hard drive work. I've just been yakking.
Yeah. Sometimes the computer works just.
And sometimes when I touch it, everything disappears. Remember, Uncle Dennis used to call, "What are you doing?" Whoops. What is it that we're going to hear?
Well, it's a storytelling video.
Oh.
When you were speaking with Canyon and Anne Marie.
Oh, thank you.
It was queued up. Won't come back.
I know how that happens. Well, I don't, but it does.
Oh, there it is. Okay. Let's get it going now.
I can
now.
See the Masika dancers there. Well, here it is.
Drumming at Indian Canyon. Do you know the date of that, Sunday?
Yes, it's going to be this Saturday.
What happened in this video?
Oh, it was about 2 years ago in the spring. No.
There was a healing pole constructed, a 7-ton healing pole. Some of us helped get sanded because it been in water a long time and then been weathered a long time. And it looks beautiful now. And it's sitting up at Indian Canyon, which is near Hollister. You can go to IndianCanyonLife.org/events. Fortunately or unfortunately, you could go to this and to the powwow in Santa Cruz the same day. June 30th, this Saturday. But there are different times. Maybe. Do you know the time of the storytelling? Is it at 1 o'clock?
It's at 1.
And it goes on until the night, yeah.
And then there will be evening dancing and feasting and...
Okay, well, I think we got the idea. It's Aztec drumming. You got to watch it and get participating in it. It's on YouTube, probably. No, it's at their website. I'm sorry.
And there's a lot of information, as well, other information about the history of indigenous peoples, the history of Indian Canyon.
Oh, yeah. So, any other thing to say?
No, I want to thank you, Coral, so much for letting us come on and
Totem Pole.
Talk with Barbara and Anne Marie.
You're welcome.
It's great to hear the strumming. And I just want to say, let's take care of our planet. Do what we can to conserve, to be respectful of our air that we breathe, the water that we need to sustain ourselves, the food, vegetables that our mother, the land, provides so abundantly. And when you see a beautiful flower, smell its aroma, its scent, look at it, say thank you. Be grateful for the beauty that we are surrounded by, particularly here in Santa Cruz. But if you see a little shoot coming up through the pavement, they're struggling for survival. You know, it's, we really need to take care of what we have. There's not going to be anything left. And that's what I'd like to share. Thank you.
Thank you. Okay, this will be the conclusion of the show. Thanks for tuning in next week.